The new Dawes brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Bauer, do you realize what time it is?
Sure. What time is it?
It's 12 o'clock and time you came to bed.
Honey, I have a few things to work on and... Well, I told you I'd rather work in the living room, but no, you insisted that I work here in the bedroom.
That's not the point. You need your rest and so do I.
All right, look, honey, I've got about another half hour's work to do. I'll turn the light off and finish up in the living room and you can get your beauty rest.
Bill. Huh? I was waiting for that pause that refreshes because I want to ask you a few questions. Since Ted is gone, I haven't had a chance to have 5 minutes of conversation with you.
Well, fire away.
I want to know if you discussed Maida with Ted before he left.
You know, if you've asked me that question once, you've asked it a half a dozen times.
Well, asking is one thing, but getting an answer from you is something else again.
What difference does it make if I did or if I didn't?
Personally, I don't think you did. If you did, I'm almost certain Ted wouldn't have gone on this camping trip with Chucky.
Look, honey, I've come to the place where I am refusing to discuss any of my family with you or with anyone else.
It was a nice afterthought. Or with anyone else.
Too much talk in a family is bound to lead to trouble.
There's going to be trouble anyway if Maida goes through with her threat to take Chucky and leave Ted.
But that's not our problem. I know you've tried to impress me with the fact that it was our problem, that it was Trudy's problem, but honey, I can't see it that way.
Then you didn't talk with Ted.
But I did.
Well, what did he say?
I'm not going to talk about it. Now, please, I want to get this work finished and get to bed.
The telephone. Heavens, I wonder who that can be. Hope nothing's wrong at home. I talked with Mother on the telephone today and she was...
I'll get it.
No, I'll get it.
Hello?
Bill?
Yeah?
This is Maida.
What's wrong?
Bill, would it be asking too much... to have you come right over to my house.
Well, honey, what's wrong?
I'm frightened. I'm terribly frightened.
With little or no explanation to your wife, Bill, you call a cab, and a short time later are on your way to your sister's home in the hills of Hollywood. You can still hear the fear in her voice over the telephone. What is she afraid of? That's what you're asking yourself. What happened? Yes, what happened? We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white whitewashes without red hands, I've gone back to Dawes.
Yes, for white whitewashes without red hands, the swing is back to Dawes. Dawes does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse powders, those chemical products. But my hands couldn't take it. So now I'm back to Dawes. Dawes gives me white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then use Dawes for your next wash. Inspect your clothes carefully and answer this. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such rich soapy suds, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Dawes can promise this because of the way Dawes is made. Dawes, and only Dawes, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of real soap, extra rich soap, combined with two modern detergents. Only Dawes contains these quantities of rich, real soap, balanced with two modern detergents.
That's why Dawes gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. This is truly why Does does everything and does right by your hands. Get a box of Does today. You'll say it, too.
For white whitewashes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
What are you doing alone in the house, Maida? Where's the housekeeper?
I thought inasmuch as Ted was going to be gone, that I'd have Mary take a vacation now instead of later.
All right, now, I'm trying to get a hold of yourself. You're not a person who scares very easily.
I know.
You want something to drink?
No, I'll be all right in a few minutes. I can never remember my being so at a loss. That isn't quite what I mean. Bill, I don't have to tell you that I've never been frightened of anything or anyone. You know that I've lived alone for a good many years. I went through a great deal alone. But I was never frightened. Mm-hmm. I don't think having been alone for just a few days has meant anything to me one way or the other. Of course, I've missed Chucky. I've missed him dreadfully.
Oh. Well, then it's Chucky, isn't it?
I think I'm afraid for Chucky, yes. I know it can't be for myself. And I had a nightmare.
Oh, so that's it. What'd you have to eat for dinner, young lady?
Just as simple as all that?
Oh, it has to be.
No, Bill. I have a sort of premonition that something's going to happen. I don't know what it is. But
Maida, you're too intelligent to believe in such things as premonitions, hunches, or whatever.
Bill, intelligence doesn't enter into it. Or maybe it does. I dropped off to sleep rather early. I had a terrible dream. I awakened fairly shouting, Chucky, Chucky. I was drenched with cold perspiration. I got up, took a warm bath, tried to relax, went back to bed. I didn't try to read. I turned out the light, and it seems as though I went to sleep rather quickly. And then I had the same dream. It didn't differ in any one detail, not one. I'm frightened, Bill.
All right. What was the dream?
Well, I know all this seems very silly to you, but after I dreamed that dream a second time, I had to talk with someone. And the first person I thought of was you.
Sure.
I really feel much better now that you're here, but I can't rid myself of this feeling of impending danger.
All right, Maida, now look, tell me what the dream was about, will you? Maybe I can, well, sort of help you explain it to yourself.
I've tried to explain it to myself. I can't. In the dream, it seemed as though just Chucky and I were on a high precipice. I can remember exactly what I said. I said I'd never been there before. And it was so high, too high. That's what I said. And then I realized that Chucky wasn't close by me. I called to him not to go near the edge. But he seemed to be going forward without really moving. I told him to hold on to my hand. I kept telling him to hold on to my hand. His hand was reaching out, but he couldn't reach mine, and I couldn't reach his, and I kept saying, if you don't hold on to my hand, you'll fall. Fall. But Chucky didn't hear me. He couldn't hear me. I don't know why he couldn't, but he couldn't. And even though he didn't seem to move, he was getting nearer and nearer the edge of the precipice. And finally he went over. And that's when I woke up screaming.
All right, Maida, take it easy. Take it easy. I admit that wasn't a very pleasant dream to have had, particularly being alone in the house, Chucky away. But now look, the high place, Maida. You know they're camping in the High Sierras. Doesn't that explain anything to you?
Bill, Ted wasn't there. It was just Chucky and myself. He didn't seem to hear me. I couldn't reach him. He couldn't reach me. It was horrible. And I dreamed it twice. Twice. It was so real, so very real.
Honey, it's just your imagination having worked overtime. I know you're concerned about the boy, his being away. I know what you think. That he's just a baby, 6 years old.
Yes, that's true, but...
Don't you understand, honey? Maybe deep down, without even realizing it, you thought... Well, you thought there's only Ted there with Chucky. If something should happen, there's no way the boy can reach you, and there's no way you can reach the boy. And don't forget, Maida, you didn't want him to go in the first place, and that's undoubtedly been on your mind.
That does sort of make sense, doesn't it? There'd be no way I could reach Chucky or he could reach me.
That's right. So you're just sort of projecting without knowing you're doing it. You know, what if this happens? What if that happens?
Oh, Bill, you're so down to earth.
Well, ordinarily you are, too, and I'm actually a little surprised at you.
I suppose I should have been able to reason this out for myself, yet... Oh, I don't know.
Maida, you're not going to attach any importance to this dream, this nightmare?
Bill, I'm wide awake. I'm quite calm.
All right. You are now, but you certainly weren't when I first got here.
You've done a bit of rationalizing, explaining. But, Bill, I can't help it. I'm afraid. Of what? Don't ask me. I don't know, but I'm afraid of something. An unknown something. And there's no greater fear than that, believe me. The horrible part is I don't know where Ted and Chucky are. I don't know where to reach them.
Well, if anything had happened, you'd have known it by now. You know that old saying, no news is good news. Look, you want me to stay for the night? I'll call Bert and tell him I aren't feeling very well.
Would you mind terribly, Bill?
No, of course not, Maida. And in the morning, everything will look different.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Does.
White whitewashes without red hands.
Yes, Does gives you white whitewashes without red hands. Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hands. Are your hands suffering from using those no-rinse powders? Then see why women everywhere are going back to Does. Just accept this challenge. Change to Does next wash day. Inspect your clothes carefully and then answer this. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands? Yes, white washes without red hands. Does can promise this because of the way Does is made. Only Does of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of real soap, extra rich soap, combined with two modern detergents. That's why Does gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does does everything and does right by your hands. So for white washes without red hands, get Does today. A scene between Bill and Maida. A bond is strengthened between a brother and sister. In the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Does.
Put new Does in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.